This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Britain's Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove said the European Union had recognized it made a mistake by briefly attempting to restrict some exports of COVID-19 vaccines by invoking an emergency Brexit clause. In an interview, Gove said the EU's move to potentially invoke Article 16 of the Northern Ireland Protocol was a mistake.
I think the European Union recognise now that they made a mistake yesterday. The Commission made a mistake. They didn't consult us. They didn't consult our friends in Dublin. And they united parties in Northern Ireland.
Meanwhile, Britain's foreign minister said Saturday the EU had reassured him the European Union did not want to disrupt supplies of COVID-19 vaccines. Dominic Raab made the comments after what he described as a constructive conversation with European Commission Vice President Valdis Dombrovskis. The predominantly black farming communities of Florida's Lake Okeechobee will get a coronavirus vaccine station after public outcry over being left out. AP's Julie Walker reports.
That move comes after the state gave public supermarkets sole local distribution rights, leaving lower-income families facing drives of 25 miles to reach the nearest store. The state emergency management director told the Associated Press it will set up a COVID vaccine station in Belglade to serve the area. Palm Beach County's black residents are grossly underrepresented among its vaccine recipients. According to the state health department, about a third of the county's seniors have received at least their first dose, but only 3.5% of those vaccinations have been given to recipients who registered as black, well below the 20% of the population they make up. I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency says that more than 200,000 people have fled fighting in the Central African Republic since violence erupted over a December election result. The CAR army, backed by UN, Russian, and Rwandan troops, has been battling rebels seeking to overturn a December 27th vote in which President Faustin Archange Touadéra was declared the winner. The current fighting between a coalition of militias on one side and the National Army and its backers on the other was sparked by a constitutional court decision to bar former President Francois Bozizé's candidacy in the December 27th presidential vote. The nation of nearly 5 million people is rich in diamonds, timber, and gold, but has struggled to find stability since a 2013 rebellion ousted Bozizé from power. Russian businessman Arkady Rotenberg said Saturday that he owns a huge palace in southern Russia, which jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny had linked to President Vladimir Putin. Navalny and his anti-corruption foundation have published a video in which they say the opulent mansion belongs to the Russian president. The video has been viewed more than 100 million times. Rotenberg is Putin's former judo sparring partner. He sold his stake in a gas pipeline construction firm in 2019 for a sum which some put at 75 billion rubles or $990 million. Rotenberg said he bought the palace 2 years ago. Navalny was remanded into custody for 30 days on January 18th for parole violations he says were trumped up, and he could face years in jail. Earlier this week, his brother Oleg and several of his supporters were detained. Navalny has called for another day of massive protests across Russia on Sunday. Indian farmers taking part in more than 2 months of protest against new agriculture laws have begun a hunger strike to reaffirm the peaceful nature of their movement following violent clashes with police. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
Protest leaders say the hunger strike is timed to coincide with the death anniversary of Indian independence leader Mahatma Gandhi, who was famed for his non-violent resistance to colonial rule. Tens of thousands of farmers have been camped on the edge of New Delhi since November, seeking the repeal of laws they say will favor large agribusiness and corporations. Modi and his allies say the laws are necessary to modernize Indian agriculture. Multiple rounds of talks between the two sides have been unsuccessful, yet both sides appear to be growing more entrenched. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.